friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls.
How you doing this week, buddy?
I'm doing okay. I'm pissed off at TikTok, but what else is new?
Yeah.
I was just telling Dayson that TikTok's been really grinding my gears.
I don't think you're alone in that. I don't think so either.
But like my follower count has been dropping like crazy. But according to other creators, it's happening a lot to a lot of people. Yeah, it's like I think they're sweeping and they're getting rid of bots, inactive accounts, whatever. But hey, don't.
Yeah. That's okay. Don't.
Hey, stop. Thank you.
I feel
that. Other than that, I'm just all right.
Yeah, me too. I'm doing okay.
Yeah. The sun has been out. Which yeah. is nice. Love that.
I was just telling mommy that I really wish that it would have transitioned into summer. Like instead of it being like 65 for like 7 million days straight. Mm-hmm. And then the next day it's 99 degrees. Stop.
I'm okay with the hard shift as long as it stays hot. I thrive in the heat. I really hate when it's cold.
I just wish I had a couple days just to prepare my body for the heat.
I'm okay with you just kicking me in the chest. That's fine. As long as you keep it hot. That's all I give a shit about.
This is our first episode we filmed post VidCon.
Yes.
Too, because we pre-filmed last week.
So yes, we did.
It was really, really fun.
It was a hoot. It was such a fun, exciting time.
Yeah.
And VidCon is always very industry focused, which is why I like it, because I get to do a lot of networking and like that's one of the main reasons I like it. But I also like that it's very like fan based too. Like they can see you and interact with you and like ask you questions on panels and stuff like that. Like that part's really fucking cool.
Well, we got to see a bunch of our friends.
Yes, we did.
And then we got to
many of our creator friends.
Yeah, we got to meet more friends I haven't met in person before. Like Casey yes. Hamilton's like one of my favorites. I think he's such a sweetie.
Oh my gosh, adore.
We got to meet him.
Love, yeah.
Alicia McCarville.
Yes, we did. Miss Alicia Girl.
Trying to think.
We met her and her husband.
Yeah.
Which was so awesome. And they're so sweet.
Everyone was so sweet. Who else did we meet? Can you think?
Mama Tot.
Yeah. And Mercury.
And Mercury.
Yeah.
Yeah. We met both of them. Absolute sunshine.
Just so sweet and
personified.
Kind.
Like literally who they are. I was telling, I think I was telling Mercury this, but I was like, because we were kind of talking about how she got to meet a bunch of her creator friends in person at VidCon. And I was telling her, yeah, I love that part about VidCon too. And I was telling her, I've been like, I haven't been wrong once about whether or not I absolutely adore someone's content and I think they're going to be a good person in real life. Like, I haven't been wrong, thankfully, because all the people that I love and genuinely enjoy their content, like, they are just the sweetest, most amazing people in real life.
Yeah, we met Gabe, No Limbs.
Yes.
She was so sweet.
She was wonderful too, like amazing. And then we met a lot of our friends that we
have met before.
Love all the time. We always see like Miss Naomi.
Naomi Hearts. Spencer.
Chrissy.
Someone asked me, is she really nice? Like, is Chrissy actually nice? Well, she's genuinely one of the nicest people.
Like, Chrissy, first of all, she's a fucking star. Like, yeah. I'm telling you right now, like, Chrissy is going to be a huge pop star. Like, she is so fucking talented and she deserves it because she's a good person and I adore her. But she was exactly who she is and who you hope that she is online. That's who she is, if not better, in person. We saw Grace. We love Grace.
Yeah.
We saw Carlo, who we also love.
Yeah. I got to meet my friend Gianna for the first time in person. G Wizzle. That was really cool.
That's true. We saw our bestie Brittany. We always see Brittany.
Yeah.
We hang out with Brittany all the time. So I'm like, who cares about Brittany? I'm just kidding. No, we love Brittany and we see her all the time.
I think that was it, huh? That I can remember.
That I can think of off the top of my head. Yeah. Oh, we saw Christian. Dennis.
Yes. We saw DeMarcus Sean.
Oh, I love him.
So sweet.
He's the nicest person and his content makes me laugh.
Oh, we saw Leo Gonzalez.
My bitch.
Who my mom was like, you should come on Two Idiot Girls. He goes, it's so funny. I've been waiting for my invite and nothing.
I fucking hate Leo.
So we'll definitely have Leo on the podcast.
I'm kidding. I love Leo so much. He's so funny and it enrages me how funny he is.
Yeah.
Just like Brittany. Like, she's so funny. It enrages me.
Oh, and then obviously we saw Two Hot Takes. We saw Morgan and Justin.
Yes. Our besties.
We got to party with them for a little bit. It was really fun.
We did. Yeah. We did at Spotify party. It was fun. It was a good time. They're always so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you were asking about the picture that Dayson took of me in the elevator because it was in both of our dumps, which we didn't plan.
No, I put them in first, though. Stop.
Okay. Okay. The context of that picture. If you've never been to VidCon or never like worked to VidCon or anything like that, like it's very well organized, but it's very large. Like the places, like there's a lot of cars that you have to take. Mm-hmm. Like they have like,
it's literally the whole convention center. So it's a big expo hall. Like,
so there's a lot of walking,
standing and walking.
They do have tons of golf carts and stuff, but for some reason day one, we didn't take one golf cart. Yeah. I don't know why we didn't. I think it was just circumstance. Like it wasn't on purpose.
No.
But, anywho, so I was wearing like knee high boots underneath my jean skirt and the look was fire. Shout out Brandon, the person who styled me. Love him. But the look was so cute. Felt really pretty in it. The boots are not high at all. So they're really comfy to walk in.
They're just narrow.
But they're narrow. And I don't have wide feet. Like,
okay.
Some of us in this room do. And I'm not one of them.
Go fuck yourself. Anyways,
the shoes tight. They're a cowboy boot, so they pinch, right? They pinch just the slightest bit when I wear no socks. But I had to wear socks because I knew I was gonna be walking a ton. So I put on like a little ped and it fit perfectly. Okay. I was like, period. But because that ped was like also tight and the cowboy boot was tight and I was walking for like 12 fucking hours, my feet started swelling in my shoes.
Yeah.
And we had to go to parties and shit. Like we had to go meet people. Like, and I kept telling everyone my feet are starting to give out on me. And honestly, when you go to if you ever go to like a creator party or whatever the fuck, like these like events, there's never any chairs, bitch. Like when I tell you they love a cocktail table and no fucking chairs.
Well, we also went to, it was a happy hour, which like happy hour usually doesn't have.
There was seating, but we just weren't over there for some reason.
Okay.
I'm just saying most of the time they don't have chairs. Most of the time when you go to these parties.
Well, it's because we had discussed before we got there that we wanted to make sure you stood for as long as possible.
Well, there you go. So there's lots of walking, standing, blah, blah, blah. My feet start really swelling. We go to a party. Our plan was to only be there for an hour. We were there for four, standing.
It was really fun, though.
It was very fun. But then I started having a nervous breakdown because then my feet were really swollen. I couldn't even feel them. And they hurt so bad. And then I was like, literally mid-conversation with Billy and our friend Justin, I was like, I'm going to go sit down if that's cool with you guys. And I just turned my back and I just went and sat down because I was like, I'll literally freak out. Like, I'll sprint. I'll take these boots off and I'll sprint into the middle of the street. If I don't sit down, I'm going to lose it and cause a scene. And that's going to be embarrassing for me. So then, like, I sat down. Then I, like, kind of regained my strength a little bit because we sat there for, like, probably, like, what? Like, 20 minutes? This was towards the end.
Yeah.
So we were about to leave anyways. And so I call an Uber. We all get in the Uber. We head back to the hotel. And when you walk in there, especially towards the nighttime, it gets really busy in the lobby. And this is the creator hotel. So the only people who can go in there are creators, their families, and like industry people. And so, you know, it becomes like a social hour, like everyone's out. And so we got dropped off at the back of the hotel and our elevator's on the other side. And I'm like, we just have to make it. That's all we have to do. We just have to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then like we're walking, we get stopped like 3-4 times by people who I love, by the way. But like I told you, there's a ticking time bomb happening.
It's ridiculous.
So I'm literally like, okay, well, so great to see you. So great to see you. Love you. And then we start leaving again. I'm not kidding. We're 10 steps from the elevator. And then one of our friends steps in front of us. And we're like, hey, stood there for another hour, girl. Another hour.
I didn't want to be down there either. I was ready to go.
I was literally like, I told Dayson at one point, I was like, I'm never gonna make it.
So ridiculous, dude.
And so that picture was taken when we finally got in the elevator. Like, as soon as our other friend left, we were like, okay, see ya. I literally, like, started running a little bit.
Like, hobbling.
Yeah, I was, like, hobbling to the fucking elevator, got in. And then I was, like, pressing the close button, like. And then it finally closed. And then that's when I was leaning in the corner. And that's when Dason took my picture. Got back to my room. Stripped completely nude so I could, like, take off my shoes. Why? I don't know. Then I take off my shoes. I literally, I had to, like, rip them off. My feet were so swollen. Like, they were so painful to touch. Like, my feet were so swollen. It was fucking insane. And the boots aren't even that high. I felt scammed.
She was being a baby, is what she's saying.
When I'm tired.
When it's time. No.
And my feet hurt. It's time to go. It's time to go home.
See, I don't need a reason when it's time to go. I feel that. It's time to go.
Okay, but I'm the drama queen. I have a reason.
I was like, it's time. I'm tired of being here. It's time to go home.
My feet have never looked that swollen after wearing shoes. I couldn't believe it.
It was pretty nutty. Yeah.
It was really bad. Even Billy was like, because Dason and Billy are so like, you're fine. Like, to me, which is like,
if I pour into it, then she gets,
well, yeah. Okay. Whatevs. Right. We get back to the room. I take off my shoes and I like had to elevate my fucking feet. How embarrassing. Like, I'm old and I elevated my feet. And then when I did that, Billy was like, your feet are so swollen. That's actually kind of scary.
Anyways, that's the lore behind the picture.
And I'm the drama queen.
And it wasn't even, it was a long day because my panel was super early that day.
Yeah, Dace was up at 4, I was up at 6. And then we didn't get back to the room till like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
It had been quite a day. I agree.
Love those boots though.
Yeah.
Well, love them.
All in all, VidCon is really fun.
It was. I did run into someone from my past there.
I was going to ask if we were going to talk about this story.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to elaborate greatly, but like someone from my past.
A past what?
Friend? What?
I said friend.
Not even, you can't even call him a fucking friend.
A past what?
Someone that I used to talk to in college.
Cut that part out. I'm just kidding. an old colleague, we'll call it that.
Yeah, an old business partner of mine was working there. Mm-hmm. Why? Hey, what the fuck? And then I had to introduce him to Billy and...
It was awkward.
Why? It was awkward. It was weird.
Mind you, I had told her to come over there
because
I wanted...
She did because there was another person we knew.
Yeah, and I was like, come over here so we can say hi. Right?
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, because I didn't know her old business partner. Because to be honest, that person did not look the same as previous times I've seen pictures of. So, and it's different because time has passed.
But once I told you, you recognized him.
Yeah, then I was like... And you know what's so funny is when I saw your business partner, they kept staring at me.
Yeah.
And I thought... That guy wants to fuck me so bad. I was just like, that guy wants me so bad. Like being stupid in my head. Then I saw our old friend. And then I was like, no way. This guy's here. Right. Mm-hmm. And then that's why I was like, Drew, come over here. It was like the worst timing. Like, imagine you're at like a concert and you run into old friends. Right. And I didn't realize in that friend group of friends that I know was an old colleague of Drew's. And then she comes over. She wasn't mad at me because, like, why would I know?
No, she had no fucking clue.
No.
I was shocked, bitch. When I tell you, I was like,
were you silenced or were you silent?
I was both
gagged. Like,
gagged, bitch. Like, and they were working
a job.
Like, yeah. Like they had a job.
They were working the event.
They had a job at the event.
Yeah.
But, like, what the fuck? Like,
she's like, what are the odds? It was pretty nutty. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
Oh my God. And when we walked up, I was like, there's no fucking way. Like when I, cause he's the first person you see walking down this hallway. Mm. So then when I saw him, I was like, there's no fucking way, dude. There's no way. And then I started thinking, my vision's so bad.
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
It is. You know how many times we're at VidCon? Did you not wear contacts the whole time?
No, I did.
There is. Okay. Don't say it like that. Because there was at least, I'm not even joking, like 2 or 3 times where someone's waving at her. And she goes, who? And she's smiling. And then I whispered to her, that's so-and-so. And she goes, oh my God, I can't see that far. And I go, no, I know. So that didn't just happen once. It happened multiple times.
But, if okay. I don't hang out with you all the time and like I can like pick you out of a lineup, you know what I'm saying? Like if I've met you like once or twice and then you call me from miles away, what it feels like I'm not going to be able to identify you.
Even with your contacts in?
Yeah, girl. Like my vision is just that bad.
Why do you even wear them then?
Because can you imagine how bad it is without that?
It's bad with them?
No, it's not. I just like... I mean, maybe it is. Who knows? And honestly, it was the same person that I didn't recognize from far away. But to be fair, to me, she was very far away both times.
No, yeah. It's not because you didn't remember her. You just couldn't make out her
face. I just couldn't. Like, until I was steps away from her, I couldn't identify her.
And then we went to Disneyland the last day of VidCon, and it was so fun.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, I saw that person from my past, and I was like...
I simply do not see it.
I had no choice but to like some people that I told that story to. They were like, well, did you ignore him? I go, I had no fucking I had no choice. I had no choice. So like after the interaction, I was like, well, that makes me want to kill myself. And so then after I left, I was like, who do I tell? I have to tell somebody. So I just text my friends from college and they all remembered my colleague. So yep.
Okay.
I guess what I'm saying is the world's too fucking small and make it bigger. Make it bigger immediately, in fact.
Hey, stop that.
Hey, go ahead and knock it off. That'd be great.
You know what? Knock it off. What was I going to say? Before we get into the stories for this week, we may or may not have something exciting coming in for Two Idiot Girls fans
that has
exclusive things on it.
Oh, yeah. We're ramping up, y'all. Yeah,
so just
y'all are keep asking for out. More. We're gonna give you more.
And it's not an OF. Don't be gross.
You wish.
You wish I was on there, but no, it's not that. It's something very exciting, though.
Yes.
Okay, so for this week, we asked you all to send in your beige flags.
Yes.
I put in the definition of what a beige flag was into the description,
just so no one's confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so my understanding is it's something weird or quirky that your partner does.
Yeah.
That isn't necessarily a red flag or something amazing. It's just something odd that they do.
Yeah. Someone said it could, depending on your lens, be a green or a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like depending on your lens, like it could go either way, but it's not something horrible. Not
a deal breaker. So like we talked about Billy's, Drew said he has to launch things as far as he can.
Yeah. His urge to throw things is just an unchecked power that he has. I can't believe how many of y'all were like finding camaraderie in that.
I remember last
there's time, so many of you that were like, I also fight that urge.
The last time when we had talked about it, I said he wanted to throw something and I was trying to remember what it was. I remembered.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was an AirTag. Remember when we were driving to Coachella, Drew thought there was an AirTag in the car. So she was like, if I find it, I'm going to, you know, we'll just have Billy get rid of it.
Yeah. And there was.
Yeah.
But it turns out it was like the rental company like uses those as tracking devices, but they should really fucking tell you that.
Yeah.
So you don't get fucking scared.
Yeah. Cause you get alerts on your phone. There's an AirTag.
Well, and my assistant picked it up and she's a young girl. Yeah. So I'm like, well, that's fucking weird.
So Billy was like, can I throw it as far as I can? And you're
like, Billy goes, no. Oh my God. If we get rid of it, can I throw it?
No, just step on it. You don't need to throw it.
No, he's like, no, I'm gonna throw it. I'm gonna smash it and then I'm gonna throw it.
And then we called the rental company and figured it out. And he was so disappointed.
He was literally planning how he was gonna throw it.
He was like, practice. We were at the gas station. He was like
practicing throws.
He was doing a couple practice throws. Yeah,
he's like ghost pitching behind the bus.
Literally. So we had you all send them in. We got a lot. It was kind of nutty. How many? Yeah,
I think
close to 300.
It's all right. Y'all are a bunch of freakazoids or what?
That's what it looks like. Can you think of any other beige flags that he does, or is that the only one?
Yeah, I thought of another one. Okay.
I'm single, so I don't have any to share. So
he,
just in case anyone forgot, I don't know if we were all thinking about that. Sorry, guys. I wish I could partake.
Elephant in the room.
Wish I could partake. I can't. Come on. Okay, go.
When he is presented like a food or a beverage that he's unfamiliar with, like he's never seen it,
he has to smell it.
He has to smell it.
It's not just that though. It's like anything you give him.
No, it's anything new. Like if he doesn't know what it is, he
like a dog.
What do you mean?
Like dogs.
Like, yeah, or like babies. You know how babies like put things in their mouths to like identify them?
I didn't mean like if you hand him a dog. I meant like, you know, dogs like to smell everything.
Yeah. Like that. He has to smell. Like if he finds like something on his pants, like let's say he sat in a stain.
Okay.
He'll like use something to like rub it off and then he'll smell it. Why?
So gross.
Why? Hey, what are you doing? And I've asked him like one day I just couldn't take it anymore. Like I saw him doing it and I was like, why do you do that? And he goes, well, I need to know what it is. I'm all, you could identify it off scent? And he's like, I just have to. I don't know. I just have to. I was so like, he's like, I have to know what it is before I. But I'm like, but even like a mystery stain, like, I don't need to know.
That's none of my business.
That's none of my business at all. But I think that's probably, most people are probably going to be like, I always do that. Okay. Well, you also have a beige flag. Yeah, then.
There you go. Okay. So this first one is from Yaelin, and this one is something that Billy also does.
Okay.
So she said, my boyfriend has to sit facing the restaurant door or entrance or where people mainly are for eating out because he says he has to be able to get a head start if something happens. I'm so used to it that I automatically always choose to sit with my back to the door or the room. Is it weird? Because with men, I don't know anymore. LOL. Love y'all. No,
that's not weird at all. You're just like me for real. I realized that very early on with Billy that he needed that.
Yeah. Our mom does that too.
Yeah. My instinct is now to do the same thing, which is to sit in the other seat. Like I know he needs to face the door. He needs to face the opening that most people are coming in and out of. Like okay. He needs to. So I think it's like in The Office, when Michael leaves and starts his own company and then they bring in Idris Elba.
Yeah.
And he's like a very serious man. He like tells Dwight he needs to start wearing long sleeves.
Yeah.
And then he's wearing one and he's like, oh, it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he's like, doesn't he realize he's compromising my attack readiness? And that's literally Billy. I'm not kidding. Like he's just always like head on a swivel. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, one time we went to the movies, it was me, Drew, and Donnie to go see Venom 2. Don't recommend it. And we always picked the same row of the movie theater to sit in. Like, ever since we were kids, I feel like we've always sat in that same row.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, we're sitting there and Drew, me, and then Donovan's on the end. So I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
And she was sitting like facing the movie, but her head's completely turned to the right, like to face the door. And then I was like, what the fuck are you looking at? Because I thought she was looking at me.
Yeah.
She goes, there's a guy sitting in the accessible seating, like near the front of the upper part, sitting
in that seating and he's
not in a wheelchair or anything mm-mm. like that.
So and he's
white.
Yep.
And a man. Alone.
There you go.
So anyways, he's sitting there and she's all, he's sitting there. And then I'm like, okay. She goes, and he doesn't even have snacks.
He didn't.
I know. I told her,
and he came in late.
Yeah. Well, and then I told her, well, what if he just like got off early? Like maybe he works at the movies and he was like, oh, I'll just go watch this on my break or something.
I would hope so.
And so anyways, I'm not joking, you guys, she literally sat, like if you're watching the video version, she literally sat like this for, let's just say the movie's an hour and a half long, she sat for an hour like this the whole movie. And then she was like, my neck's hurting. I'm like, well, stop looking at that guy. And then at one point, I looked back there and I'm like, he's not even sitting there anymore. What are you even looking at? Yet again, even more proof that her vision is so poor.
I'm thinking, if we're looking for villains, like, I can't. Clearly, I wasn't paying attention. I lost him.
But I'm thinking, like, even then, like, you have such bad vision. What are you going to do, like, looking at
it? Movie theaters make me anxious, and
no, I don't blame you.
We all know why, But like when men are alone like that, like,
yeah, it's freaky. Yeah.
And they come in late and he had no popcorn, no nothing. And he was looking at his phone a big majority of the time, too.
Maybe he was on.
Which would make sense if he worked at the movie. Don't do that. And he had his hood on the whole time, too, which made me nervous, too. Men just make me nervous, like in public spaces like that, especially like I'm thinking like I have my sister and my brother here, like that worries me. There was not that many people in the movie theater.
I don't know why not enough people came to see that movie.
For some reason, nobody wanted to see Venom 2.
Yeah, it was really weird.
What was it called? What was the name of it?
Carnage.
Carnage.
Let there be carnage or something like that. And they Venom literally says it in the movie. Listen to me. I don't give a rip how hot Tom Hardy is. That's not a good movie.
Those movies are really bad. And it's okay if we say it. It's okay.
Like one time my dad, he took Donnie to the movies to see the first Venom. And then when they were driving home, I had shown Donovan like Rotten Tomatoes. And like, I guess I didn't explain to him well enough how the scoring works. But he goes, no wonder that movie was so good when they're driving home. And my dad goes, why? And he goes, it has 60 tomatoes. And he's like, that's bad.
Out of 100.
And how many do I need to pass? That's what I'm gonna be like. Ooh, 6. Anyways, so, okay, this next one's from Sophie. Mm-hmm. She said, my fiance Alex doesn't like to park like a normal human. He circles the parking lot over and over again, passing many open spots before picking a parking spot and calls it sharking the parking lot.
Do you have to get there 70 minutes early so that they can do that,
routine? Sharking because he has to, he's driving in
What
circles.
Is he looking for? Is he looking for like a better spot? Is he looking for the best spot?
Dude, when Drew parks, she'll park at the very front, which I hate because there's more, like, let's just say we're going to Target.
Yeah.
There's too many people right there, but she'll wait and she'll park right there.
Once again, because I'm simply a teenage girl by myself.
Yeah.
I'm not parking far. I'm not parking.
Well, we don't go to Target alone anymore.
Well, now anymore. But I'm saying like, that's how I've always parked because I would do literally everything by myself. Yeah,
that's such a good point because now I don't go to Target by myself because I was followed one time.
Yeah.
But I parked too far. You're right.
Yeah, dude.
I should have parked closer.
And I told her, I said, I don't give a fuck how long.
It's not my fault, but I should have done that. Yeah.
How long it takes me. I'm not parking all the way in the back. No fucking way.
So Drew doesn't even shark the parking lot. She just sits at the front and waits till a spot
I wait people
up.
Out. It's me. I'm your boyfriend. I wonder what he's sharking the parking lot.
Yeah.
Dude, Billy, the way he parks, like, if it's really busy, he doesn't really look proactively. He's just kind of like, well, which irritates me on a different level.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you're not paying attention. You're not sharking.
He doesn't pay attention. And then because he likes to drive. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't read the directions.
Yep.
So
and then that's my fault because I'm sitting next to him and clearly that's my job.
So then I'm directing him on where to go from the backseat.
Cause that's apparently it's my fault if he misses turns, even when I tell him, hey, make sure you turn.
You should turn the sound on for the nav.
He hates that. I'm not kidding. When we first started dating, he was like, you could turn that off. Like, I don't need that. And he doesn't care about needing directions, but like he doesn't pay attention.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'm like, okay, for example, like where we live, like Dayson doesn't live too far from me. So when we go pick her up, it's like you're driving down a street. You have to get into the left lane. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding how many times we've driven to go pick Dayson up. And I'm like, he's speeding. And I'm like, hey, we have to get Dayson. And he goes, oh, that's right. And then sometimes I don't say anything because sometimes I do say it. And then he goes, I know. And so it's such a dice roll. I'm like,
and
okay,
he
well,
like just, drives past my
so
house.
Then sometimes I don't say anything and he'll drive right past. And I'm like, we're supposed to get my sister. Oh, that's right. Why didn't you remind me? You don't tell me if you're going to, I never know. Sometimes when I remind you, you're like, yeah, I know. What the fuck, dude? So I'm like, sometimes you remember, sometimes you don't. Apparently it's my job to know if you remembered or not.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Added to the list of things. I'm just kidding.
This one's from Shelby. She said, my girlfriend's beige flag is that she sets a timer instead of an alarm. So if it's 1 a.m. and we need to be up at 8, she'll set a 7-hour timer. She's been doing this for years, and I think she just does it now to piss me off.
That's honestly so funny.
That's so funny.
I use the timer when I'm like, I have like shit I have to do. Like I have to be like on it. Like,
oh, really?
Like if I'm running around, like let's say Like, for example, when we left to VidCon, right? Okay. I had a fuck ton of shit to do that day. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I got to get a bunch of stuff done. And then I was like, and I got to work out and I got to shower. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to give myself 15 minutes to clean up and I'll set like a 15 minute timer.
I've seen people say that like what helps with like time management and stuff like that is by setting a timer to do little tasks. Yeah. Like that. I've seen people on TikTok do it.
I do that a lot. And I'm sure some of you are going to diagnose me.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what I do.
I've seen them say, too, if you clean with your shoes on, like tennis shoes, like you're more likely to be more productive.
I saw that and I don't
agree. I don't like to wear shoes in my house. I think it's gross. But
I have house shoes.
You wear those out of the house, too.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying I always like have a shoe I wear in the house. I wouldn't wear a tennis shoe in the house. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I've also seen, too,
like I'll wear like a slide in the house.
You should have like someone like, you know, you like to have people over while you're cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you do if you're single. I guess you don't need to if you're not single. But sometimes I'll have mommy come over and just sit there and watch me do my closet or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
No, but it makes you more productive because someone's there helping you or watching you.
No, yeah. I get what you're saying. That's, yeah, I think it's just like in twos. Like, in, yeah. Like anything's, it's easier to do stuff when you are doing it in a group as opposed to like doing it by yourself, which is true.
You know, I set an alarm to wake me up every morning at 7 a.m. And then I'll set the timer if I can have like 30 more minutes. I don't set a 7-hour timer. That's
so funny.
It's kind of wild. Yeah.
My version of that is kind of like I'll have alarms for every half hour. Yeah. So I'll have like if I have to be up, like let's say I have to be up at 4 because sometimes I get up at 4 for work stuff. I'll set an alarm for 2. And 2:30 and 3:30.
You do that many? 4.
Yeah.
I'll do if I have to be up at
Billy
4.
Had to get used to that. Like he wanted to kill me like when we first started dating.
That's too many.
It's like that thing where they say like one wakes up your brain so you don't fall
No,
deep
I understand.
Into sleep.
Because I do that too. Like like at VidCon, like the first day Adam got a glammy. It was at 4 a.m. and I was going to bed at 1. So I started at 3:30 and then my main one at 4.
I just won't get up if I don't have that many.
That's wild.
Dude. I have like 5 or 6. Billy, like he's used to it now. Like he used to be like when, especially when I started working for myself, like working at home, he was like, how about we delete every single one of those alarms that you have? Cause I have so many. I have random alarms for like 1 p.m.
Dude, when I was in college, cause that's when I started doing
that. I use timer when I nap though.
Yes.
I use timer because I'm like, okay, I'll give myself an hour to
And trying to add up time is just absolutely impossible for me.
Yeah, I'm not doing
that. I'm like, it's 2:33. I want to be up by 4. I'm not going to
literally
1 hour and how many? I'm not doing that. So yeah. I'm just going to put.
I go 1 hour, 30 minutes.
You can nap for an hour and a half and wake up.
I've done it before.
My naps can't be longer than 30 minutes or I won't get up or I'll get up and be the meanest person you've ever met. So
sometimes I need a nap that long, man.
It's too long.
Does it help me? Who knows?
Okay. This next one is from Maddie. Mm-hmm. She said, whenever we go to a gas station to get snacks or drinks, my husband always pulls up next to the gas pump, even if he doesn't need to get gas. Even if there are other open parking spaces. One time he got cussed out by a gas station employee and they made him move his car, but he still does it every single time.
Now it seems like he's just doing it out of spite.
Billy doesn't do stuff like that.
No, he doesn't.
Because he doesn't want people to get mad. Not even mad, but like, I guess kind of, right?
Kind of, yeah. Like, remember, I told y'all before, like, he has little things that, like, make him, like, you can't do that. Yeah. Like, rules. So, like you can't do that.
If we go to a restaurant and they close at 10.
And we're in there at 8:30. Yeah. He's like, we can't go. They're about to close.
But
that's not true.
We'll go. And then at 9:50, he's like, 10 minutes?
Yeah. At 9:50, he's like, we need to leave. We need to leave. Which I get. I'm not saying that we camp and, like, I stay past close or anything like that. But like, I'm telling you, it'll be like 3 hours before closing.
Yeah.
And he's like, we can't go. They're about to close.
Yeah.
Like that. There's that. There's checking out of the hotels, which I've talked to you guys.
Yeah. We told you guys too about like, if we go to the movies, you know, you buy your tickets ahead of time and the seats are assigned.
Yeah.
We went and saw it. Was it Doctor Strange? No, it was Thor. The new Thor.
Yeah. It was a Marvel movie.
And he was like, I'm not opening my candies until I'm sitting in my seat.
I can't sit here. This isn't my seat. There's somebody sitting in our seat. So we just like all bumped
shifted
down.
One. Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm not opening this candy until we move. And then I was like, well, the movie's about to start. Like, it's going to be fine. What if they come over here and make me move? Then I'll move with you. I'm not doing it. And he did not touch his food until like probably 45 minutes into the movie. Like, he was certain nobody was going to come.
He was sitting like,
he was literally sitting like,
yeah.
And then he was going to stand up and be like, I told them I didn't. I told them this wasn't my
scene. Everyone boos and throws popcorn at him. Like a cartoon.
He gets nervous about the most random things like that. That's how I feel all the time about a lot of stuff. Yeah. And he only feels like that a very minuscule amount of time about the most random things. At least they're random to me.
Yeah. Okay, this next one's from Marissa. She said, my husband has to use the bathroom no matter where we go. Restaurant has to pee. Walmart, it's a poop emergency. Someone's house, he wants to try to go to the bathroom. Does anyone else's partner do this? It drives me insane. Anyways, love you.
Oh my God. That would drive me nuts. Like, that yeah. would... I'd be like, there's no way you have to go.
Yeah.
There's no way you have to go. There's no way.
There's no way. That many times, there's no way.
Maybe he's like touring different bathrooms. Like, have you seen that girl on TikTok that
she poops in like luxury different
designer stores? Yeah. Maybe that's his vibes. Maybe he's like taking a tour of bathrooms.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just sussing out the vibes, checking it out, seeing if they're good or not. That would embarrass me for sure. Not like at a restaurant, but like at people's homes.
I feel like every time I go to a restaurant, I go pee first before I sit down.
That's not true.
Okay. Sorry. I lied.
That's not true. You do that a lot, but I wouldn't say you do it every time.
I think it takes me forever to pee. So I'd rather go now, get it over with.
That's annoying. That's something that's annoying. And we talked about that.
What was the restaurant we ate at last night? What was it called?
Wood Ranch.
I kept saying Outback.
Yeah.
Lone Star. I don't know the name of it. Anyways, I got this drink called a Tennessee Peach. This is so random. It was the strongest drink I've ever had. Okay, this next one is from... pooping at Walmart's kind of wild. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think when you're like pooping emergency, I think that's the only time I would poop in a Walmart is if it was an emergency.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the only time I've ever like had that true kind of emergency poop like that was in Hawaii. And I was like... I was with family and we went to one of my cousin's like aunt's houses and they're like not related to me at all. Like that's the side that's not related to me. So we went there and it's like a traditional Samoan family. So like they make food and stuff and then you have to eat it. Like even if you're not hungry, because otherwise it's rude. So she gave me this dish and I forget what dish it is. It's a traditional Samoan dish. But she had left it sitting in the sun for a while and there was a lot of dairy in it. And I was like, oh, I'm okay. Like I was thinking in my head and then I was like, well, I have to eat it because I don't want to be rude. So I took it and it tasted good, but I was worried. Not even 10 minutes into leaving, I was like, I'm going to shit my pants. Like I'm literally going to shit myself. Like, and I was driving and I had to tell my cousin, like, do you guys mind if I like pull over really quick? And like I love her so much, I was too embarrassed to tell her I was gonna shit myself, but it was so bad I was sweating. Like I started, and I was wearing a dress because we were going to a wedding. So I was like sweating through my dress because that's just how like much of an emergency it was. So I went to Long's Drugs on North Shore, which is like their version of CVS or like Walgreens. I sprint in there and I go to the very back and there's a thing, but it's like locked. So I'm like, it felt like a Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
When he's like at that girl's house.
Blowing it up.
And I was like, and someone came out from the back and I was like, do you guys know what the code is for that? He's like, oh, that's for employees only. I was like, okay. Do you guys know like where another, mind you, I'm like my hair is sticking to my face. I'm literally like, I have a jean jacket on. I'm sweating through it. And then he goes, you know what? I'll open it for you. And then he opened it for me because he saw what an emergency it was.
Like, I just hate whatever's going on.
Yeah, he's like, you're kind of grossing me out. Then I went to the bathroom and I was just, it was a really mediocre bathroom. It was kind of gross, but like it was fine. And I
blew it up in there.
Let's just say if they could, they would have banned me from the premises.
Let's just say that bathroom was never the same after that day.
Let's just say we all were different people when I came out of the
I was a changed woman when I came out. Let's just say I had to buy clothes at Walgreens and leave whatever I was wearing in the bathroom.
I had to ditch my outfit and put on a bunch of tourist stuff.
To wear to a wedding.
I buy like I Love Hawaii board shorts or some shit like that.
Yeah, I'm like, wearing a fucking like the pinup girls.
It's like the fucking like not even an Ia Lava Lava, but like the sarongs, those cheap thin ones.
You wear the jean jacket, but like a top, so you button it up. You wear the board
shorts. No underwear.
You're like, I don't need to. They're board shorts.
I had to ditch my underwear too.
During the wedding, you're like washing your butt in the ocean.
Dude. It was so bad, too. I literally came out and I looked like pale. Like I
yeah,
was
like bridesmaids?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Shitting in the street. That was me.
He had a lot of that weird gray meat. So
yeah. That's I was literally. I'm starving, actually.
Well, have a snack, actually.
When I came out, that guy was still out there, which I was like, what are you waiting for me?
You look like you just got like bit by a zombie. You know, their body is slowly decaying.
Yeah, dude. Like my eyes are yellow. Like I'm gangrene. Fucking sepsis. I come out. He goes. He's looking at me like. And then he's like, do you feel a little bit better? And
shut
I'm like,
up. He didn't say that.
Yes, he did. Because he was a very nice Mormon white guy.
Oh.
And so I'm like too nice. Like I was like, yeah, no. Like pretending like I wasn't going to. Like literally fucking vomit and shit myself at the same time. I almost threw up. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, that happens when you hold your poop in too long.
I had immediate food poisoning. Like immediate food poisoning from that.
You know, like meal. When you hold your poop too long, you feel like you have to throw up. Not a good
or if
feeling.
Or if you have food poisoning. Like the few times I've had, like I've eaten something that didn't agree with my stomach at all. That wasn't dairy related. That was literally food poisoning and too much dairy. Like it was just, oh my God. The perfect combo. Storm.
Yeah.
Dude. So bad. I have like flip flops on too that I bought. I did throw my shoes out too.
They're like, why did you throw your shoes away? Even your bra, they're like, why did you throw that away?
But I kept the jean jacket.
It just makes the fit.
Yeah. I was like, well, I couldn't get rid of the jacket.
You're wrong. Don't be ridiculous. I had to keep the jacket.
Had to keep the jacket.
The jacket was like a light denim, and then by the time we came out, it was like dark blue.
Dude.
Soaked through.
The dress I was wearing, you would remember the dress too, but it was like...
Is it the green one?
No, it was like a mauve color. Like, it was almost like a tan purple. You know mauves, like kind of in between. And so I remember like it was a very light, like cottony material. So like it was like stick... I had sweat like... on my boobs and on my stomach and shit, because that's how bad it was.
I have such a funny story to tell you. So at VidCon, we went to Spotify like happy hour. Mm-hmm. That's where we saw Morgan and Justin, shout out.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was talking to us when we were leaving, and the guy that farted, and he farted so loud I literally almost threw up. I was like dying.
I don't believe that story, but like, because why didn't you tell me that right when it happened? Like,
because he was looking at us as if we heard it. So I was pretending
like,
I couldn't.
I'm saying like when we Ubered back, like, why didn't you tell us?
If we got outside and we started talking about the Puesto thing. So I couldn't even concentrate because I was laughing so hard at that. And then I forgot. But literally he said something to Drew and she made a joke and he laughed and then make the sound of the fart.
I don't know the sound.
You didn't. I was like, it sounded just like that.
No,
like,
you said, yeah. I was going to say, you did it to me.
He laughed, farted like that, and then was like... immediately serious, dude.
Can you imagine, though?
Dude, and you know who was the worst person to do that around? Me.
Well, allegedly. Because
I'm going to laugh, and I'm going to tell everyone.
Allegedly. Again, allegedly. I wasn't there. I didn't hear it.
I swear on everything, my life.
I'm just saying I can't vouch for it.
Because I swear I didn't hear on it. My love for Squid. That is what happened.
Yeah, but you also didn't tell us immediately after.
Because I forgot.
See, because Jason, she's right. She is the worst person to do something like that in front of. But she can't wait to tell people. Like, when she'll be like, I promise I won't tell anyone. And then, like, she'll leave.
Yeah, and tell my sister.
Yeah.
And my mom.
But something about farting... Or falling, like...
Or getting hurt.
Yeah, like getting... she can't wait to tell people.
It's so funny.
Dude. So, wait, hold on. There was something else. Oh, I was going to tell the Puesto story.
Oh, tell them. It's funny.
So, like, Alex, our beloved friend and agent, Alex, yeah. We love her so much. She's the best.
We miss her.
Her and her husband, Steven. We love both of them.
Yeah.
So Alex, like, obviously she represents us both too, but she's also our very good friend. So we, like, do everything together, like, whenever we have really big events and stuff. So, like, her and our manager, Phil, was there too, who we also love dearly. And Amy. Shout out, Amy. But Alex, like, and Phil, they come with us everywhere, like, every event we do, party, whatever, at VidCon. So they were with us the whole time. And we're going to, we're Ubering to the party that we were going to. And, we're Ubering and Alex is the one who ordered it. So she's, like, kind of paying attention to, like, where we're going. And as we're pulling into, like, the drop off area to drop us off at the party, it's at a restaurant. She goes, and she's like, there it is. Puesto. Right. That's how she says it. So, like, I'm not kidding. When she said that, I thought she was being silly. Like, I thought that she was, like, not saying her R's.
Yeah. Like, which, like, isn't something she does.
No, like, no. Like, no. Not at all. Like, she doesn't do that to be funny. Like, so she said it, and then I was kind of taken aback by it. Because even for her, that seemed too much.
Yeah.
Like, for Alex especially, like, yeah. She just, like, would never joke like that. So I just didn't. Nobody said anything. Then we get out of the car, and then someone else in our group said Puesto, and I go, oh yeah, Dayson said something about Puesto, and I go, why do you guys keep saying that? And Dayson goes, that's the name of the restaurant. And we look, and it's in giant letters, it says Puesto.
Yeah.
And then I told Alex, I was like, I'm not kidding, I thought you were going, and Puesto, like, to be funny.
Like, instead of saying Presto.
And I was like, and when you said that, I was like, I really didn't know how to feel about it. You're Alex, like,
I think I want to revisit our contract when
I
get back. I
was just like, I feel like you're better than that joke.
Yeah,
that's how I felt at that moment. And we, like, I made Phil laugh so hard when I said that, because he was like, how creepy and weird would it be if they started talking like babies to us, like they
our team.
Like, they never talk like that, they never joke like that. Obviously we don't either. The only time we've ever made a joke in that vein, it's that one that's like, he's literally gwitting. Yeah, he's all literally over.
Gwitting, yeah.
That's the only time we've made that joke. But even then, like, that's not our joke. That's just something that we saw online. So, like, when she was like, and Puesto, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, why would you say
that? Why would you do that to me?
And then she was laughing and she goes, why would I ever... joke like no, that
literally.
And I go, I don't know, Alex, why do you think I was shocked?
You tell me
why you would joke like that.
You tell me what that means. Dude, so funny.
Just in case you guys are curious if we had any other bits that weekend,
that was a bit for VidCon.
Puesto was one of them. Yeah, we kept saying that. What was it, did we have any other bits from VidCon?
Not that I can remember.
I thought of something so funny that Alex told us happened, and I can't talk about it, but I wish I could.
Oh,
something that happened at VidCon that is just absolutely bonkers. It's bonkers. Okay. It's crazy. And I think that it's been wiped from the internet. I don't think anyone, unless they were there, knows.
Yeah.
Oh man, I wish I could talk about it with y'all.
I know. When we told Brittany, she was screaming.
I laughed so hard I started crying. It was it's just unbelievable. Truly unbelievable.
This next one's from Haley. They said, my significant other's beige flag is that he dislikes sourdough bread because to him it tastes too sour. What?
I love sourdough bread.
Me too. I literally bought a bigger toaster to properly toast
sourdough bread. Ugh, it's so, so good.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I was trying to think of something like that I don't really like to eat because it has a very particular taste to it.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something just now.
Well, you don't like avocado. I saw something in here.
I like avocado, but I don't need it. And I feel like if you put too much, that's all you taste, which is annoying.
Have you heard people say that it tastes like balls? Is that true?
No.
I knew it.
Whose balls are you munching that taste like avocados?
They said it tastes like clean balls.
What? 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 Y'all are munching on balls and you said they're clean and they taste like avocados?
I swear on my life, that's what they said.
Who said that?
Who's they?
come forward immediately.
I can think of one creator.
I have a bone to pick.
I can
with
think
you.
Of one creator who has openly said that. I'll tell you who it is after, but
just cover your mouth and say it to
okay.
me.
Just cover my mouth.
Cover your mouth. Don't. Yeah, that makes sense. Hey, what the fuck?
But that's not the only person I've ever seen talk about it.
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
That's what they said.
Clean genitalia on someone who has a penis tastes like soap. That's what it should taste like.
Not avocados.
Not avocados, you fucking heathens.
That's what they said.
Well, then they weren't clean. I don't know what to say. Avocado? Class dismissed for the day.
I've had everyone enough.
Go to the corner and think about what you did.
It just
all of you.
It just cuts to the outro. There's no outro, just the music.
That's avocado.
You guys, please sound off down below in the comments below and please affirm what I said.
A clean dick tastes like soap. That's, and I stand on that. If it's got a little bit of salt to it, that's normal. But avocado. Plain avocado or like avocado that you've salted and put a lime over? Like what do they mean?
I don't know. And I don't think I want to know. I don't want to know what you're talking about.
Neither do I. If we're being real.
I don't want to know what they're talking about anymore. I'm scared. At this point, I'm scared. That's what I feel about. I post about this on my Instagram story. What the fuck is a Grimace shake? And what is the trend with it? Are people pretending to drink it and die?
I don't know anything about that. I know it's just Grimace's birthday and people are buying the shake.
I know. And then I don't understand the trend on TikTok where they drink it and then they die. Is that supposed to be funny?
I've never heard that.
No, I've seen it.
I know. I've never seen it. I don't know.
And that's why I said.
I don't know the lore behind
that. I'm almost too scared to know. I don't even want to know anymore at this point.
I saw people saying it was good, but I'm not trying to find out.
What do you think it tastes like? Like birthday cake? Because it's his birthday?
Maybe, but it's purple, so.
Grape?
Ew, a grape milkshake? That would be so gross. I don't know, but if you've tried it, let me know.
Let us know what the Grimace shake tastes like, and let us know if you believe that clean balls taste like avocados.
That upsets me. That really upsets me, like, actually.
What are you? What the heck are you even saying to me?
I'm gonna kill you, driving crooner.
Dude, I'm glad everyone's laughing at the driving crooner. Watch the whole fucking show.
I know.
I'm telling you, the courtroom case, I've never laughed at anything that hard.
Yeah.
That one's
so funny.
The haunted house.
The haunted house one is so funny, yeah. Too.
And then obviously 55 burgers, 55 shakes. Yeah. That one's really funny. There's a bunch of really funny ones. And the driving crooner one was my favorite one. Yeah. It was.
And it was so good.
Now it's a meme and I hate that, but please watch it. Yeah.
But it is like genuinely so funny.
So fucking funny.
The show
funny,
is
dude.
So funny.
Okay. This is a good one. This one's from Adrian. Mm-hmm. She said, my husband's beige flag is like he will close soda bottles so incredibly tight that it takes a fucking vice grip to open. Then when I get frustrated that I can't open them, he responds with, but it's still fresh, right? Or something equally annoying. Like, thank you for the fizzy drink. And also the carpal tunnel from trying to open the bottle.
I'm not kidding. Billy does the same fucking thing. He tightens that cap like the fucking government secrets are in there. It drives me up the wall. Like, especially when we would only use Hydro Flask. Who are you hiding from? Why are you tightening it? Like, he was like, well, now the water's never going to get out. You know what's funny is, no one will be able to open that. Like, that will be buried in a time capsule and they'll be like, I wonder what's in there.
I was going to say, I used to know someone who, when we would drink sodas, like out of a bottle, like a Diet Coke, they wouldn't tighten the cap all the way. Cause I guess when you do that, it fucks up the fizziness.
Yeah.
So you leave it half open, like loosely open. So then what happens is I kick over the bottle like a normal person. Yeah. I knock it over and it spills soda everywhere.
When I wash dishes, especially, it pisses me off because like it's the cap to anything.
Yeah.
I don't even try it. I'm like, you open all of these. I'm not doing that.
He's like, you said you did the dishes, but there's like three jars over here.
I'm like, I'm not washing those. You wash those because I can't fucking open them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That enrages me because one thing about me is my grip strength is pretty strong because my nails are so long. but like it's also not that strong. Like it's like, so it's hard for me to like grip stuff really tight. Dude, stop doing that.
Hey,
knock it off. Knock it off.
Okay, this last one's from Z. She said, sometimes when my boyfriend and I are talking, he likes to randomly say, you know, people tell me I look like Zayn from One Direction, only he looks absolutely nothing like Zayn Malik. He'll tell this to anyone too, and it's funny to see which people will blindly agree with him because of how confidently he says it. Yeah, I can kind of see it, you know?
Does he just say that just to get a, like, rise out of you at this point?
I don't know.
Because that's pretty funny.
That's a long commitment to a bit, for sure.
I'd like to think that he's, like, not even the same race as Zayn Malik. Like, yeah. That would be funny. Like, he's just like, what if he was, like, a ginger white guy?
Some people tell me.
Lots of people say it to me.
In the right lighting, I look just like
him. Listen, I'm just repeating what's been told to me. That's funny.
I didn't make this up.
I didn't make it up. That'd be like,
do you think I want to look like him?
Every day is a struggle, you know what I mean, for both of us being so incredibly like unique looking.
I live a tough life.
Yeah, it's really hard. Who says pretty people don't have privilege? Who says that? That's great. That's honestly, that's really funny. But I can't imagine what happens the day you run into someone who's like extremely honest.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, no, I don't see that at all.
Who, Zayn Malik from One Direction? No.
Yeah, if he was ugly. Really mean. I don't see that at all. In fact, you look, honestly, you don't look like anyone I've ever met. In a strange way, yeah. I guess.
Okay. I wanted to end this one on, what do you think is each other's beige flags?
I don't know. Of yours? I'm trying to think.
I mean, I talk about Drew all the time. Like, she has to have a Diet Coke with every meal.
Not every meal.
Okay. Anyways, we went to the Cheesecake Factory again at VidCon. And we were sitting outside eating with our family, and a waiter comes over and he goes, is one of you Drew? And so she raises her hand and he goes, oh my gosh, the table I'm waiting on, they're huge fans and they wanted to buy you a drink. And she goes, oh, cool. He goes, so let me know whatever you want. I'll get it. She goes, okay, I'll just take a Diet Coke. And then he goes, no, like they wanted to buy you like something with alcohol. And she goes, okay, well, get me a rum and Diet Coke, hold the rum. I don't want a drink. So
I was like, I'm honestly not drinking, so I'll just do the soda. Yeah. That's cool with
and
you.
Then me and Billy were joking that he walks in and is like yelling. He's like, yeah, that's your fucking, you like her?
He was so like, okay.
Like he was like, not annoyed, but like, he was like, okay.
He was just like, what? Okay, that's fine.
That's your favorite there?
Yeah, so if you bought me a Diet Coke,
Thanks.
A cheesecake.
So that's appreciate you. She has to. They're like, what do you want to drink? She goes, a water and a Diet Coke.
To the day I die.
Someone tagged us in this thing that I guess the FDA? Is that the Food and Drug?
Yeah.
That they're I think coming close to admitting that aspartame does cause cancer.
Oh my
and they were
God.
Saying, and that's all that Diet Coke is made out of. And I saw someone comment, oh no, big news, food that is causes disease or something. Like, there's just like everything, if you eat anything in excess or anything like that.
Well, also, to be fair, I also get Diet Dr. Pepper a lot. So, not purely a Diet Coke girl.
Jeez Louise.
But I also get Diet Dr. Pepper.
But anyways, that's her beige flag. Too many sodas, so little time.
I'm trying to think.
Well, and that she has to drink after every bite she takes of food. I'm not joking.
I fucking knew you were going to say that.
Every bite of food she has to drink.
I told you that in confidence. I'm just kidding.
Cut that out. Go.
I feel like I already said it, but it's like when Dason just like doesn't want to talk anymore.
That's an ick, or not, I guess an ick or a pet peeve. It's not really a beige flag.
That's true.
I guess I don't have any. It's all green, so.
I will say, Dason, she develops hyperfixations with things like items, like little dolls or like stuffed animals or like.
Not dolls. I am thinking of embarking into Sunny Angels territory. Yeah,
okay, that's what I mean. And she keeps telling me about them. And I told her, don't buy those. And she said, why? And I said, because you're going to buy, you're going to hyperfixate. You're going to buy a bunch of them. You're going to set them up. And then she's going to call me and tell me how afraid she is of them. And she needs me to come and help her take them down because they scare her. She has done that since we were kids. Like she'll hyperfixate on something like, and it's like a thing, like an item. It's not, it's always like a stuffed animal.
Like, do you guys remember when the Phantom Menace came out? Like, I want to say it was Mountain Dew. They did a huge collab with all the characters.
Like, Mountain Dew and like 7-Up or something.
Something like that. It was a green can. I just remember. And I remember our godfather, he was like obviously huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
Like he's the only reason we watched all of them.
Yeah.
But he was able, I'm not joking, to collect all the cans and we set them
up. Of all the characters.
Of all the characters. So there was like, let's just say there's like 50 characters. He collected all of them.
Yeah, he did.
And then we were able, he set them up in our room, like on our shelves.
He like put them on display.
Yeah. And then I made him turn the Darth Maul one around because I was scared.
Every night she'd be like, I don't like that one. Like turn it around. It's scares me like every night. I'm not kidding. So I've been telling her not to buy those Sunny Angels because
I'm gonna get them and then put them in a, like a bag or something.
See, and then she's gonna be like, I'm scared of them. And then she's gonna literally, me and Billy are gonna have to go to her house and take them out of her house and remove them. And I'm gonna have to put them somewhere
else. They're just so cute.
She says that about everything.
Like, I watched,
and then she buys them, she collects them all, and then she develops a fear of them, and then she doesn't want them anymore.
We'll see. Maybe I've grown up enough. I watched Rico Nasty open a bunch of them with her son. So cute.
Oh, I love Rico. She's so awesome.
So I think I may start to partake, you guys. I think it's my next journey.
And then I can't wait to tell you all when she tells me to remove them from her house because they're too scary.
We did collect a lot of Squishmallows at VidCon.
We did.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got four of them. I told you they all have names. Didn't know that they put a little bit of their lore.
They put their bios, tags. Their occupations.
Yeah. I have a gorilla named Aaron and he's a stockbroker and he loves to cook.
Yeah. I love that. I have Archie the axolotl.
Yeah, we know.
That's There's okay. another thing.
That's okay. I want Monica.
I know. You told me that many times. Dayson's on the hunt for Monica, so let us know if y'all see Monica.
Yeah, please. All right, y'all. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
If you enjoyed it, you can listen to other episodes every week of stream podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel. We will be filming a part two relatively soon. Girl, we're going to start banking episodes. We're going to be ahead of the game. So
manifesting right now.
Well, for that, when we post the polls, you should put in your answer as soon as possible.
Yes.
Because we do film them relatively quickly now. Okay?
Yes.
Other than that, we hope you have a great week and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.